y al Rosedro voy para Macané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarí.
This is Roberto Arguello with SyndicatedNews.net. Today, as usual, we have a very interesting guest. His name is Tyrone Jackson. We had the opportunity of interviewing him previously, and the results were amazing, truly amazing. Here is a young man who decided at one stage of his life to start sharing some of the information that he had apparently obtained from sources that we will find out later on in the program, but sources that actually gave him a building block in which he himself could now share with the world. And his name is Tyrone Jackson. I want to welcome aboard to the program. Mr. Jackson, how are you?
Okay, and it's so great to be back with both you and your audience, Roberto.
It is so nice that you accepted, because the results of the last program that we had, which we were talking about call options and we were talking about volatility trades, a lot of people ask me, but who is Tyrone Jackson? What were his beginnings? Why did he decide to do this? So let's start off. Who is Tyrone Jackson?
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I have this program, the Wealthy Investor Program, and I teach people how to trade their own money in the stock market for monthly income. It's so interesting that you, took this approach to actual questioning. You know, I was actually on television for 26 years, appearing in radio and TV commercials as an actor. So one day I'd be the guy, I always like to say, biting the hamburger for like a company like Burger King. And the next day I'd be like the voice of, you know, Mercedes-Benz or some competitive product. And I enjoyed my life on television and performing. And, you know, when you're on television, you get these things called residuals. And I knew I was supposed to be doing something, because the money came in such large chunks when times were good. And when they're coming in large chunks, you know you're supposed to, quote unquote, invest that money. But what does that mean? So like a lot of people, I actually started out in real estate buying properties. But here's the thing, Robert, I knew nothing about leaky toilets and, you know, drop ceilings and all of that. And then when I did get my first property, I was in court all the time, trying to collect the rent. I'm like, this is not going to make me rich, you know? And just coincidentally, my father, who's no longer with us, said, you know, you really should learn how to trade in the stock market. And I'm going to get you some books and tapes so you can go home and study that. And, you know, it was like a soulmate relationship. It was like the thing that I was supposed to be doing. And I've been trading stocks and teaching stock market techniques ever since.
Well, you know, what's really amazing is, because the last time that we spoke, there was an aspect of your life that, you know, you grew up in an area in which you saw things happening, and eventually those are the things that brought you back to try to help other people, to try to be able to take advantage, in the good sense of the word, advantage of how easy it is to trade in the stock market. Because most of us, when we hear about the stock market, either we hear things about the people who have been apparently not doing the right things or here or there, or it's so complicated because we see a whole bunch of people yelling and raising their hands on Wall Street, and we don't know what's happening. We know that everybody's trying to bid for a particular share or something to that effect, but most people, I would say 95% of the population, doesn't have an inkling as to what it does, how do you do it, and so forth. So why don't you take me by the hand, like if I was a six-year-old child, and I'm using Denzel Washington's approach in Philadelphia, tell it to me like if I was a six-year-old child. What is the stock market? How can we invest, and how is it that you can make it so easy?
Okay, very good. I do want to touch upon one point, because you raised, just very quickly before we get into that, you know, well, there's a psychology behind wealth, right? And if you live in a country like the United States, for example, there's so much information around us about pretty much anything that we really want to do. The first step is just your desire, is just a curiosity. And I noticed that within myself. I was raised by a single female parent, and she didn't have a high school education. Today I'm the wealthiest one in my family. It started with just my desire, my curiosity as to how things work. Now, Wall Street itself, right, has historically, up until about 15 or 20 years ago, been a game buying and selling stocks that really only that 1% of the U.S. population really knew about, the historically wealthy. However, like anything else, like iTunes is to music, the Internet is to the stock market. So basically, if you can go online and go to a free website like Yahoo Finance, you can put in the ticker symbol of any stock that is publicly traded, and you can find out the price. Your next step would be to open something called a brokerage account. And a brokerage account, most people don't realize, is just like a checking account, except you have a couple more forms that you have to fill out. You put money in it. You can even use your debit card and your check card, except it just allows you to have access to Wall Street. So the Internet has changed the game of investing and trading, and anybody who has the desire can have access to a brokerage account and buy one share of stock. This amazes most people. They can buy one share of stock of a stock like Disney, which is $63. If you have $63, guess what? You can own a piece of the Walt Disney Company. It's really just that simple.
Wow. You see, but you've made it right now sound so simple. And the average person out there says, yeah, but he's been doing it for years. That's probably why it's so simple. And yet I sense that, no, it is simple. Show me, for example, in the two subjects that we touched on the last time. I've been talking about volatility trades and call options.
Yes. Okay, so once you've put money in a brokerage account, which, again, is just like a checking account, it's no big deal. In fact, I'm going to give your audience some tips that they can use right now if they really just want to start stock market trading. The best companies to trade or open a brokerage account is a place like TD Ameritrade, right? So you go to TDAmeritrade.com, Fidelity.com, Charles Schwab. You can open an account there for as little as $500 or as much as $5 million. It doesn't matter. Buying a stock is different than investing in a stock. So right now, I'm pulling up on my computer, Disney right now at this moment is at $64.55 a share. I have the choice once I get these shares, right, through my online brokerage account, Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, Schwab, right? Once I put that deposit in, now, Robert, what does I want to do with these shares? You see, 52 weeks ago, the Walt Disney Company, ticker symbol DIS, go to Yahoo Finance and put in DIS. Anybody can do that. It's totally free. 52 weeks ago, those shares were trading at $44.20. Today, they're at $64.58. I have to decide now, do I want to invest in this company? Do I want to hold these shares for the long term? Now, nowadays, long term is 2 to 5 years, right? Because if I had bought Disney shares 5 years ago, I would have been able to buy them for $20 a share. So the first thing I always say to people is, why do you buy a stock? Is it an investment you want to hold for the longer term? Sell those shares down the line for something like a house payment or pay off your student loans or whatever your desires are? Or do you want to trade that stock? Do you want to buy it and quickly sell it for a small profit? Because if I wanted to do it, let's say I wanted to trade. I want to buy Disney and I want to make money as it moves up. Well, I could buy 100 shares of Disney at $64.57. That would be $6,457. And in my online brokerage account, I can decide to sell those shares when they increase in value $1. So if I paid $64.50 for something, I'm willing to sell it at $65.50. If I sell those shares, that's a trade, and I have 100 shares, I just made $100, right? And
that,
the beauty
that
of
that is the volatility trade?
Yes, that would be like a volatility trade.
Okay.
An investment is I'm going to buy these shares at $64, and when Disney shares get to $128, I've doubled my money, I will sell off that investment. So we have to know if we want to trade something for what we call in the Wealthy Investor Program fast, sexy money, or is this an investment, a stock that I want to hold for the next 2 to 5 years, let it grow in value, and then sell it for a profit and do something with that profit. Make sense?
Yes. You know what the other one that I heard you mention the last time, which was a call options, that was very interesting because most people, when they do buy stock, they have a tendency of thinking, well, I have to hold on to this stock for the next 20 or 30 years in order for me to really be able to cash out. And in reality, they can take a dump or they can actually increase. But the call option, very interesting because of the fact that you can put the stock out there and somebody else picks up the responsibility of holding on to it for a little bit of time. Am I more or less in the right arena there?
You're definitely in the right arena. In a covered call, that would fall into the trading category, right? So we know we can hold on to stocks for the long term, invest. We can trade. We can volatility trade, sell those shares when they increase 50 cents or a dollar. Or we can sell that call option, which you seem to really like, which is saying to someone in the marketplace, hey, would you like to buy these shares away from me at a higher price? Let's say in this example, it would be $65 since the stock is at $64. That person will say yes. Now, I love this because people go, why is that person doing that? Well, I always say the stock market is one game and 100 ways to play it. There's a reason why they're playing the game from that perspective. But I can say, would you like to buy my Disney shares away at $65? That person is out there waiting. Yes, they will pay me income, something like $1.75 per share, to put my shares on hold until the third Friday of the month. You see, now I've used the stock market as an income generator. I may have other stocks that I'm trading and investing along the way, but I can generate income from owning Disney shares. So let's go back to the real simplistic approach. I like to call it the Sesame Street approach. When you buy something in the stock market, is it an investment, shares you want to hold on to for 2 to 5 years? Is it a trade, as soon as the stock moves up, you'd like to sell it and pocket that money? Or do you want consistent monthly income? And that's what covered calls allow. Here's the chief difference, Robert, which is really important. You see, rich people sell things for a profit. Middle class people hold on to things and they have no idea when to sell them. And people who are broke with no financial goals don't buy anything. They just live in the moment. So if you'd like to have some financial freedom, right, you have to decide, even if you just have $300, what would you like to do? Invest, trade, build wealth? Because that's how you start.
Well, it's so interesting. And you and I could spend the next 2-3 hours talking about this. It's a shame that, you know, time really flies by. But, you know, in parting, I would like to ask you, I know you do have your seminars. I know you have workshops. Would you like to share with us when the next one coming up? How can a person actually tie into Tyrone Jackson so that they can actually be continuously informed of some of these fantastic little bubbles of information?
Well, thank you very much. All they have to do, it's very simple, is go to thewealthyinvestor.net. That's thewealthyinvestor.net. Sign up for the absolutely free newsletter. We're starting, which is really exciting, a series of online workshops. So no matter where you live, as long as you have internet access, and presumably you do, you can log in and take these online webinars from all over the world. So the whole idea is that, you know, I'll be able to reach more people and help more people start the wealth building process.
I want to thank you very much. I mean, really very much, Mr. Jackson. Today, once again, you have brought very, very, very good information, and hopefully those who have been listening to it will pick up on it and take advantage of the wealthy investor. And once again, hopefully we might be able to do this later down the line again. Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson.
Anytime. Great to be with you.